Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ghostly Talk, Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi.
Hey there.
I shouldn't have ate those SpaghettiOs.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. I'm hurting right now.
Oh, no. Well, we'll forgive you if you have to take a quick break.
No, it ain't like that. I'm just my stomach's all funny. What's going on? I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And this is Ghostly Talk, and we got a pretty interesting show for you today.
I hope so. It'll actually be a little more eclectic than usual. I mean, we usually, like, decide on a topic and just run with it and immense intensity and stuff like that. We're still going to keep the intensity, of course.
Oh, yes.
But we're going to actually talk about a couple things. So that'll be pretty interesting. I know that the major, major topic that we're going to talk about is promoting the art and science of ghost hunting.
Yeah, I mean, we've touched on it before in previous shows, slightly, briefly, whatever you want to call it. But we never really, we thought about it this week and said, you know what, we really should talk about promoting this art, promoting this science, like Doug said. There's a lot that goes into it.
Promoting anything.
Well, first of all, I mean, like, okay, well, what do you want to promote for? What do you want to promote it? Why do you want to promote it? I mean, okay, well, first of all, I mean, it's just a matter of opinions, I guess. I mean, if you don't want to promote it, fine, don't promote it. I mean,
right.
It's very simple, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're energetic about it and you're passionate about it, like me and Doug are, for example,
then you'll want to promote
it. You'll want to promote it, as is you're listening to Ghostly Talk right now.
Ghostly Talk basically is an instrument of promotion for the art and science of ghost hunting, as well as other things.
Yeah, the whole dynamic of this show was based around that whole thing.
Promoting
the art and science of ghost hunting and the paranormal.
Yeah.
So we took it a little further.
Yeah, most people don't just like run up and start their own internet radio show, although there are some, and we're going to be talking about some of those.
That's
one of the other topics we'll be talking about,
but there are a lot of ways that are a lot easier and less costly than starting up your own internet radio show, which we suggest highly. We think it'd be great if you did that.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, if you're thinking of starting some kind of internet radio show, I don't care what it's about. Hopefully it would be related to something paranormal because it would capture our interest.
Yeah.
But if it's about anything, let us know because we're interested in hearing from other webcasters and folks who want to do this kind of medium.
It's a good way to exchange ideas, too. I mean, maybe something you know that we don't, or we know that you don't.
Yeah, so. And it would work out great to do a collab kind of thing.
So feel free, ghostlytalk@yahoo.com. We're also on the Yahoo Messenger when we're broadcasting, which is just simply Ghostly Talk. GHOSTLYTALK.
Awesome. You nailed that one.
It only took a month to figure that one out.
Cool.
So promoting the art and science of ghost hunting. How do you do that? Well, we just said one way, which is a little extreme, which is starting up your own radio show. That's pretty far out there.
That's pretty far out there, but it has happened.
But it's feasible, too. It's feasible, too. It isn't an impossible thing. We don't want to try to scare you away from it.
No, as a matter of fact, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's tons of fun.
But that's one way. I mean, other ways are a little more easier to integrate into your life.
Yeah.
Doing a radio show involves, you know, time, energy, planning, research, sometimes
lots of research.
Yeah, there's a lot of research goes into this. But, you know, so that takes a lot of effort and a lot of time, but I personally think it's worth it.
Well, it's a matter when you do a radio show, too. The thing with we're going to get into it, like, you know, when you're promoting it, it involves a lot with interacting with folks, which we do that.
Well, that's
with the radio
that's
show.
What promotion is.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean, but we do that a lot with Ghostly Talk. But the thing is, when you start doing a radio show, you find, like, you know, it isn't just about, like, we talk about it every week when we start up. We're always whining about how much stuff we have to do.
Speaking of which, I'm going to check our levels. You'll be able to hear us as we talk in the background.
Yeah. But I mean,
keep going.
We're always trying to improve. We're always trying to make the show better. And after a while, you find, you know, okay, well, we want to get the point across to people. And if we just keep going across with the same stale thing every single week, there's not really much we can do to get the point across to people. So we have to keep improving and keep getting better and keep benchmarking and keep, you know, trying new things. And that's what Doug did a lot this week. He's been telling me about it. He's been listening to a lot of different shows.
Well, that's what this whole past week, and instead of doing research and stuff, I was doing other ancillary research.
You were researching for the show.
It was about other internet radio shows.
Yeah, and we saw a lot of very cool stuff out there. He sent me links to everybody, and I'm like,
there's some pretty interesting stuff.
Very interesting stuff.
A lot of it is, most radio shows aren't about the paranormal and ghost hunting and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take a cross-section of just pretty much whatever talk show I could find and listen to some of those, and we'll be talking about those too.
Yeah, but it's very important, though. I mean, like I said, when if you want to jump into something like we're doing right now, there is the added factor if you want to do a quality show where you are promoting it in a proper way. Because promotion, it's all about appearance and it's all about the first impression. Okay?
And oh, that's for noise.
That was an ashtray.
Well, you know, there's actually, I've actually heard, like, these shows that I've heard in, over the past week. Some of them are done as informally as we do, you know.
Yeah.
But we, ours is actually kind of up there in quality.
Really?
I mean, I've heard phones ringing in the background.
I thought we were just like a couple of goof-offs.
No. I've heard phones ringing in the background of these other shows. And there was one show where the guy actually said, just like we did on one of our episodes, look, it's a gorgeous day. I got the windows open here in the studio. I'm, like, you know, partying and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of informality that happens during a radio show.
Well, we do.
So
that
get
I know
used
is,
to it.
From some of the stuff that you sent me, one thing I noticed that what we do that's a little different is we actually keep a rigid schedule. We are here every week no matter what.
Maybe, yeah.
There was one week we took the week off.
That was that Father's Day?
Yeah, it was. No, that was last weekend. What are we talking about?
Oh, that wasn't Father's Day, then.
No, wait, we were.
Oh, that was your.
No, we recorded last week.
We recorded it on Saturday and played it on Sunday.
So we were still technically here in spirit.
Yeah.
But we were actually at my parents' house hanging out.
But there's a lot of other radio shows that
they just
sort of
do whatever they want.
Put together a show whenever they feel like it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Well, it's okay.
If that's what they want, it's totally cool, you know. Hey, but
I guess you get what you pay for.
I guess we kind of came in here with the old-fashioned ideas going, okay, we're going to do a radio show, and we're going to be radio hosts, and we're going to be publicists, and we're going to be part of the media. So being part of the media, you know, speaking as a musician, whatever, myself, there's a certain degree of consistency you have to deliver, which means you have to set a schedule and you have to make deadlines for yourself. And we found that it can be quite difficult sometimes to do that, but in the end, we like the consistency because it comes across a lot more professional that way.
Oh, I
which
think
goes
so.
Back to the promotion aspect. What you're saying is,
you
okay.
Want, yeah, if you're promoting something, you want to be professional. You want to, you know, put... Even if you don't feel professional inside yourself, you have to present your topic as a serious subject matter. No matter how, it's a serious subject matter,
but you know, everybody knows as well as we do because we're the host of this show. We can get pretty goofy sometimes too. Ourselves.
Well, yeah, but my birthday show was awesome.
It's a fun show. I mean, that's the format of the show, though, and we're very clear about that we are talking about a serious subject. And the points, when we make a point, the point gets across.
Yeah, well, we try to, yeah.
Yeah, but we're very serious
and
about the points we make. But
think.
we do have fun, too. We're not making any money off this.
No.
So, I mean, if we have somebody paying us $100,000 a year to do this, I'll take their orders and I'll be a lot more serious about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as the promotions aspect, we came in here kind of with the old-fashioned attitude of going, okay, well, there's a consistency we have to deal with here. There's certain things we have to do every week to make it a show. And we found that there are other shows out there that it's a very random schedule. They just kind of...
Yeah, the scheduling is random. That's what I didn't understand, but it works for them. So if it works for them, it works for me.
And there's some stuff out there that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
There's some stuff out there that I really, really enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard other shows just, you know, outside of this week, you know, aside from the research and this and that, that... There's, like, all kinds of little radio shows out there, not that it's just about the paranormal.
Well,
they're just fun radio. They just talk to people.
Yeah, I find most shows on the Internet, most Internet webcasts, are music.
Yeah. Well,
which, I mean, is okay. I mean, that's what the biggest industry, you know, one of the biggest entertainment industries is music.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So most of them are doing some kind of music show.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it a little different in that sometimes you get to pick what music you want to hear on the show. And,
well,
and some of them are just random playlists of MP3s.
A lot of those guys, what they do is they just, set their Winamp up or whatever to just they just put a playlist in there and
let it go randomly.
Let it go randomly, or they just let
or even
the playlist
in order.
Play and that's
and
it.
Repeat over and over.
Which cool because I mean that's a way to get music out there. It's a very cool way to get music out.
I get a little bit better feeling out of live stuff. I like live things myself.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But there's the you know what though, most people who listen to Ghostly Talk listen to the archives.
Yeah.
That I've noticed. And they download they download the archives from all over the world.
Well, we were just talking about that before we came on the air, too.
Yeah.
Like, we've noticed that there's been a decrease in...
Speaking of having the windows
it's
open.
It's like clockwork every single week.
Every week. It's Sunday between 7 and 8.
We're really sorry about that.
You can hear it, by the way, in the stream. I don't know if you listened to the archives.
Stay down, Doug. I know you want to run.
I know. I gotta go get my chocolate eclair ice cream thing.
I don't know if you guys probably don't even hear that, but we hear it clearly here in the studio. Ice cream truck just came by.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, as far as the radio show goes, I mean, promotion. We're promoting the art and science of ghost hunting and the paranormal.
And there's things that you can do as an individual to promote the art and science of ghost hunting or anything that you feel passionately about.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to talk about how to promote the art and science of ghost hunting or whatever you feel passionately about.
And a more do-it-yourself level where it's a little bit easier. And, you know, you're sitting there and probably a lot of things we mentioned to you, you're like, well, I knew that. Well, okay.
But you want to put it all together as a package.
Yeah, exactly. So, excuse me, sorry about that. Like we said, that's the reason Ghostly Talk's here, though.
Yes.
That's why we do this, okay? Now, promoting involves interacting with folks. Duh.
Yeah, you have to get out there and talk to people or interact with people. You have to, send your emails. You have to talk with people at parties. And you have to basically almost... all the time, try and talk about the things that you're passionate about.
I mean, it depends on your level of intensity and passion towards the subject.
Right. I imagine here in the Detroit area, there's not that many things that people are passionate about. I mean, it's mostly a community of workers for the
people,
Ford.
Yeah.
For the car companies or related industries and stuff like that. So we're all like going out to work, doing our thing.
And we're too tired to do anything else.
Yeah, by the time we're done, we pass out in front of the television.
Which, yeah, I mean, I do the same thing.
Yeah, and so a lot of folks, I guess, aren't going to have a passion about very much. But there's a lot of people, I guess, mostly in like either New York or L.A. or things like that, where they're just constantly doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're promoting, you know, don't wear fur, or they're promoting don't club the baby seals, or they're promoting the rainforests and how good they are and how we're not supposed to tear them down, or they're promoting the hunger situation in third world countries,
uh-huh.
or, I mean, they're just promoting their causes.
Uh-huh.
And also, I imagine they're promoting their hobbies as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at one of the coolest hobbies in my mind, and it's not really a hobby; it's more like a pastime kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Is the like what they do in colleges with the solar car teams?
Oh,
like, oh man, that just totally blows my mind. Every single year, they have this race from like Florida to Michigan or something. I don't remember exactly, but they have this race where all these colleges have these teams of kids, and of course their sponsor adult people who have the money, and they get together and they race these solar cars that they build on the campuses of universities and colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Talk about a cool, like,
promoting
pastime.
Tool.
But
a promoting tool at that.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
That's
so,
where we're heading right now,
people.
Yeah,
there's all these cool things going on. And the cool stuff, I think, is what makes, a life worth living.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, going to work for your 8.5 hours or 9 hours and then coming home and then watching TV, that's cool, too. But it just doesn't have the oomph as racing a solar car or... making your own radio show running out and ghost hunting.
85% of my life is 100% fun. And
well,
15% of my life is 100% garbage. And 15% usually is the 8.5, 9, 10, 11-hour days I sit at work.
Yeah, at work.
I mean, we all feel that.
Yeah, you have to do that work stuff in order to do the fun stuff.
So it isn't always about promoting a cause. It's about like promoting your quality of life. Also.
Yeah. So while you're promoting whatever you feel passionately about, you're also promoting your own life.
Yeah.
You're,
and by, you know, for example, we're doing this radio show now, and we like ghost hunting. We like the paranormal, but we took it a step further, and now we're having even more fun with it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we got one of the most useful tools in the paranormal community right now. As far as internet radio goes, it's one of the most high-tech things, at least.
Yeah.
There's not that many of these,
because I looked, and there's not that many. But, so basically what I'm saying is, you're going to have some kind of passion in your life. If it's ghost hunting, paranormal, psychic stuff, soul searching, meditation, whatever. What's that new thing they made up that was the ancient new thing called Reiki or something? Reiki?
I heard about that.
Yeah, that's the ancient new thing.
I've watched for about 2 seconds, and I'm like...
I don't understand it. It's some kind of healing thing, but I don't know. Anyway, so if that's your passion, promote it.
Promote it, exactly.
And there's avenues to do that.
Now, there should be something we do cite, though, while we hit this area.
Get closer to the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember, I...
Well, yeah, I had a loud voice, though, so
I'm
trying to be careful.
Yeah.
There is... We didn't really talk about this, but this is very important. We should point this out. There is a fine line between being a good promoter and being a very good, you know, like, hey, this is what I'm into. That's really cool. Yeah, great. And being a complete annoying idiot. We should point that out because there are people out there, and we've talked about this before with other subjects, that they're promoting a belief of some kind or anything. Okay, I'm not even limited to beliefs.
It could be anything.
Because, we talked about save the whales, don't kill for... Yeah, you know what? I agree with that 100%. But you've only got to say it one time to me. Yeah, when I say thank you and I walk away, you don't have to tell me all the facts and start spitting your facts out.
Well, you know, I was just absolutely hilarious. I was just watching this thing on the royals of England. And when the queen is done listening to you, she takes a step back. Okay, this is the queen of England. When she's done talking to you, she takes a step back.
Yeah.
And at that point, I guess you have to shut up. So if you're sitting there and you're going, save the whales, and then she takes a step back, you have to shut up. Otherwise, I guess, like, all their MPs will come and club you or something. Yeah. And I don't know what happens, but I assume it's really bad.
It's really funny if you think about it.
But, yeah, so she's got a built-in way of saying, okay, I've heard enough.
Wouldn't you all wish you had that kind of power?
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Like somebody just running their mouth, and they're driving you nuts, and you just step back.
Yeah.
And they're just like...
And there's the telephone equivalent, as if, you know, telemarketers calling. You just hang up.
Don't get me started.
Oh, I know.
Don't get me started.
That's the wrong way to promote.
There are methods of promoting. Okay, let's just say, one day you're walking down the street, you're going to the party store or whatever, and here comes me and Doug. Just picture these two guys walking down the street.
You know, it could happen.
With ghostly talk t-shirts on and ghostly talk hats on, okay?
I'm sure it's been known to happen.
Hey,
yeah.
have you heard about our show? No, I haven't. Well, here's the web address.
You gotta listen.
Okay, thanks, I'll do that.
No, you don't understand.
You have to listen to this show. It's about ghost hunting, and ghost hunting is very important, and the paranormal is very important. You have to listen to it.
After all, you gotta think about life and death.
Exactly.
If you don't think about life and death, you just, what's gonna happen when you die?
Well, okay, great, I think I'll do that. You know, I'll check it out, okay? Well,
no, not good enough.
Not good enough. I want you to commit to me right now. I want you to sign this piece. Okay, I think we've gotten the point across.
That's getting in the face of the people. That's alienating the people you want to promote your subject to.
So choose your avenues of promotion wisely.
So, yes.
Okay, it's very... It may be obvious to some of you, but you... I mean, I'm not even going to... I don't want to go in the area that we are both thinking about right now. I'm going to leave it alone. I don't want to touch on it, because I can tell you 1,000 stories. We run out of time.
before
arguing
it.
Whining and screaming about that. Why don't we take a break?
And then we'll get into specific... promotion tools
that
people can do in their everyday lives, and if you mix them all together,
you can have a lot of fun and get your point across.
Yes.
The right way. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts,
Doug
and Scott L.
Oh, that was the shortest promo ever. 9 seconds.
Yeah.
I actually read, you know, during my stint where I was listening to all these other web radio shows, They said something about 53 seconds or something was...
Or for a 40, promo?
47 or 53 for a promo.
We'll have to start working on that.
Yeah, we got all these nine. Well, that one was nine. That's, we've got an eight. We've got...
Yeah.
There's only one.
Well, that's a growth area like we were talking about for the show.
Ooh. Yeah, we have to do more.
There's things we have to do to present this better.
Yeah.
We're doing the best we can, so leave us alone.
No, don't leave us alone. Listen. Anyway, what kind of things could you do to promote your cause? If your cause is ghost hunting, if your cause is listening to Ghostly Talk, if your cause is saving the whales,
yeah.
Don't club the seals, whatever your cause is, what can you do to promote your cause?
We'll start high tech.
Yes.
We'll start high tech.
Start high tech.
Because it's the most obvious and everybody has it.
And not only that, it's super easy to do.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, we'll start with email.
Yes. It's so easy. A lot of folks, pretty much everyone listening to this show, because we are a webcast.
And I hope you have an email address.
Yeah, has an email address of some kind. Uh-huh. There's a thing built into email. It's built in since, way back in the early email days. A thing called a signature.
Yeah.
And a signature is basically a file that you put on the server or on your computer in your email client, or it could be in today's modern email clients, it's probably a square box somewhere in the settings of your email program for us, and they call it a signature.
Mm-hmm.
What it is people were finding, I guess, way back in the day, that just typing their name at the end of an email over and over was boring. I don't know. And so what they did is they created this feature of email called a signature.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put in your, if you make a signature file or if you put in your, you know, your setting, your signature setting, some helpful information.
Yeah.
Whenever you send out an email, every single email you send to, whether it's to your mom or to your boss or to your friends or to the webmaster of some website,
mm-hmm.
or to a tech support department somewhere or whoever you send an email to,
mm-hmm.
is going to see that signature. Because, first of all, it's definitely a heck of a lot better than spam. Because signatures are usually limited to, 3 to 5 lines or something like that.
Depends on what program you have.
Yeah, that's true. But usually they're kept real short. And, just a couple
of
lines.
You can hyperlink those, too.
That's the thing.
Usually I know you might have to know a little bit of HTML to do it. Usually they have the tools right inside.
You can just click on things to make it look pretty and to put a hyperlink in. And what happens is you can put in the bottom of every email just automatically by filling in the signature file or the signature field in your settings, automatically put something you're really interested in. Everyone you send an email will see that. Not everyone will click on it. Not everyone will go visit the website.
What's
not everyone will.
What's cool about that is it's very informal, too. It isn't like, hey, check out Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they email saying that.
Yeah, right? if we sent out, 1,000 emails saying, check out Ghostly Talk, it's really awesome, that would...
We're going to probably get about 800 emails back cussing us out.
Yeah, leave me alone. I don't want to be on your list, you spammer.
But if you... Yeah.
And whereas if you're sending an email about something totally unrelated... hey, I checked out your website and there was this picture on it and I want to use that or I think it's really cool. Can you tell me what kind of equipment it was taken with?
Yeah.
If you said that's a normal email and then underneath, your signature, you've got a thing listen to Ghostly Talk or don't club the seals or, whatever your impassioned
this week
thing
is.
Yeah. you've basically promoted your cause in a very small but meaningful way.
Informal way where it isn't...
Ah. Yeah, it's not in the person's face.
Yeah.
It's not a spam because it's, it's part of you. It's part of what you had to say to...
Well, the thing that's cool about the internet, too, is even if you are... Well, let's put the email thing aside for a second. Is we're going to get into this also, with news groups and stuff like that. We were talking before the show, and another way, I use to promote the show is, I got, in a week, I hit, between work and home, I live on a computer pretty much, I hit, maybe in a rough week, I'd say maybe close to 100 different websites.
Yeah.
Different ones.
And I'm always searching. I work on the computer, too.
Yeah.
Oodles of websites.
Yeah, so, when you find a cool new website, especially with what we're doing here, with the radio show, they have a guest book or a message board. The thing that's cool is that isn't you know, you could sign their guest book and say, hey, check out our show. It's about ghost hunting.
Yeah.
You might like it.
Well, most guest books even allow you to put a link.
Well, they allow you to put a link.
They say, what is your website?
They allow HTML, too, so you can put a link wherever you want also. A lot of them do. And the thing that's cool about the Internet is they're not physically in your face. Like we were saying earlier, like you're walking to the party store and here comes me and Doug going, hey, listen to our show. Hey, listen to our show. You're going, hey, check our show out, you know, and here's the link if you want to check it out. It's a laid-back thing in the Internet. Now, if we were sending you emails every other day, that'd be a little annoying.
That's a little something. Yeah, that's a little different.
Or if I'm signing, I mean, there's a difference. If you sign the guest book every day, the same guest book every day doing the same thing, I think that's common sense that tells you you shouldn't do something like that either.
Yeah. That's a bit spamish.
That's kind of another cool way to do it. That's what I do. Doug, that isn't a preferred thing for Doug, but me.
I like doing signatures and promoting in a more informal way. And, you know, talking about something completely different, and then, oh, hey, by the way, you know, I do this show.
Yeah. I find that with our passion, like we said earlier, there isn't too many shows on the net right now doing what we do every single week, which is talking about the paranormal, specifically trying to stay right around ghosts and ghost hunting.
Yeah, ghosts and ghost
hunting.
Which,
I mean, look what we're talking about today. Something totally, it's in there. It's in there.
It's related. Everything's related somehow.
But
yeah.
It's like, you know, I know there's somebody out there going, hey, man, I thought this show was about ghost hunting. These guys are talking about the Internet and signing guest books and signing news groups. Well, yeah, I mean, because we're promoting our show.
And
that ties into the whole big picture.
And ghost hunting and ghosts and paranormal stuff and the scientific exploration of said things.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. So I like doing that, and the same thing goes for message boards, too. Like any message board, you can go on there and you can pop your link on there or leave a message or whatever you want to do.
Speaking of message boards, Ghostly Talk has message boards.
Yeah, we got a brand new one.
There's only like 9 people or something signed up for it, but...
Well, we're looking to expand.
Yeah,
brand new still. So.
Yeah, it's the summer. The summer's like a low time in the Internet industry.
Yeah.
Because people are out and about on vacation.
Except for me.
Ghost hunters are ghost hunting.
Yeah, we're actually out doing stuff. But yeah, I mean... Yeah, we actually have a forum set up on the Ghostly Talk site, www.geocities.com/ghostlytalk.
Yes, and go there, and you can download archives. You can go into the message board forums and post away.
Say whatever you want.
Because we read it every day.
Yeah, that way we can open it up to everybody as opposed to... We like getting email, too, which we get tons of it. God, I can't believe how much email we get.
I know. But we need an email... content management system now.
Very, very, very cool. I mean, we like that. Don't get us wrong. Keep them coming.
GhostlyTalk@yahoo.com.
We're looking to get everything kind of like, you know, if you have something personal to ask, it's like, you know, hey, Scott,
you sound kind of sexual.
Feel free to send that. Send that right over. But, I mean, on the message board, we want to discuss
dozens of those a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
sure.
We
want to discuss
them. I delete them right when I see them because I'm jealous. Yeah.
No, we want to discuss things, though, on the message board, though. We want to get things kind of just get the ball rolling because that's going to help us, too, with the show. We want to get more ideas to talk about.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's
more interaction.
You help us, you know, we'll do whatever we can to help you out, too.
So then there's email signatures and news groups, of course, is the next high-tech way.
Yeah.
You just simply post to news groups. There's this thing called Usenet News. Ask your Internet provider about it.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there. There's all kinds of news groups. A lot of them are not a lot, but there's, you know, a number of them about paranormal things.
Mm-hmm.
I was checking out the ones about radio shows.
Yeah.
Internet radio shows and regular radio shows. That's what I was checking out this week because of the, you know, because of my newfound thing. You know, I got to look into other radio shows and see what's going on with them.
Well, we both got to do that.
Yeah.
We got to start doing it a lot more because, I mean, it's a good mean for us.
And
to
I'm gonna
really
and I'm going to start posting in them too. But right now I didn't. But I did check them out. They're out there. There's a lot of people talking about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And you just... chime right in, you know, read what's in there, see what kinds of stuff they talk about and start posting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you set up a signature file or if you mention at the, you know, underneath your signature every single time, you say, oh, yeah, and here's my website or, and, you know, check out these kinds of things that I'm interested in. People might. And that's the whole thing about promotion.
That's promotion for what we do for the show or what That's one of the, like Doug said, one of the more informal ways to push your product, so to say.
A little more formal. Is that what's next, or do we have to do a break? We don't have to do a break yet.
No.
A little more we didn't talk about... Yeah, we talked about online communities and message boards. No, I want to talk more about online communities.
Okay.
Okay, online communities. Those are things like the Yahoo groups.
Yeah.
Or... there's a couple others. There's also the message board on Ghostly Talk Now, hint, hint. And those kinds of things, if you join those kinds of things, then you're talking with people who already are interested in probably things that you have to say, which is really cool, because then when you're promoting, you know, whatever your cause is to people who are already listening to you, you know, that's 99% of the battle.
Well,
and
you want to hit that demographic.
Yeah, you want the demographic that's going to listen to you.
Yeah, and that's why it's a little safer, like we were talking about.
Well, I imagine like promoting Ghostly Talk to an online community of, you know, like retired nuns, not going to go over very well.
If I walked into St. Augustine's Catholic Church like early this morning with a big sign that said www.geocities.com, Ghostly Talk Internet Radio Show, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be well received.
I'd probably be in the dumpster behind the church right now.
So you want to talk, you want to like try and find the demographic that's interested in you and what you have to say.
That's very important. I mean, depending on what your product or your cause or whatever it is you have, it don't make any sense. You're wasting your time to go to somebody who you know isn't going to care.
Right.
Come on. I mean, we know that doing the radio show, we have to be very careful where we put, well, not really be very careful, but just be very conscious of where we post stuff at, because really it's a waste of bandwidth and time sometimes to post it somewhere where you know. Here's an example. Here's a good example.
Oh, no. You're going to bring this up.
No. This is remember when I actually posted on Art Bell's message board? And I thought, hey, this would be great.
The topic perfectly.
I thought this would be
great.
No,
it didn't.
And we went back there. You were at my place that night.
Yep.
And we were hanging out. And I'm like, hey, I want to check out Art Bell's site and see if anybody, like, you know, said anything on the message board. And I went in there, and we were getting flamed.
Yeah, they go, what does this have to do with ghosts or something? Or what does this have to do with whatever they were talking about?
Yeah, I'm like... Well, it says here, announcements.
Yeah,
I'm going to announce that we have a radio show you might want to listen to. And, yeah, we got ate up pretty good.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
They didn't like it for some reason. So, hey, I mean, that was a surprise for us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it can go both ways, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I thought, what better place to go to than Art Bell to promote our show?
Yeah. Whom both of us listen to, and both of us totally idolize. I mean,
yeah, completely. I mean, so
I guess it doesn't. He's in it for money, though. Maybe not, but I'm sure it's a labor of love as well for him.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time, he's commercial. We're not. You know, there's a big, big, big difference between a commercial entity and what we're doing.
Oh yeah. So that's another thing too. You have to worry about demographics. You really have to worry about those and be careful where you post. Oh, I'm losing my voice now.
Uh-oh.
You have to really be very careful where you post at, or, you know, send stuff to or send a smoke signal at or whatever you do to, just don't waste your time, really. I mean, really, words can only hurt as much as you let them hurt you.
Yeah.
When we saw that on the Art Bell site, we're like, oh, my God, whatever.
Yeah.
And we just let it go. We just let it go. We're like, okay.
Gee, what a bunch of people with whatever up there, whatevers. I know, that's harsh language for me, geez, isn't it? Oh, man.
Take it easy, will you?
Ooh.
No, so, yeah, very important we should do that.
don't get me in a flame fight. I'll be like, yeah, well, you are something.
Oh. You'd actually type that?
No, I don't know. I'd type like three paragraphs that said basically that. Well, you are something.
Yeah, you know those blog wars. Those are always fun to just read. Don't participate in them, but just read them.
Oh, yeah, man.
It is fun reading for hours, man, just to sit there and watch these complete morons argue about something that has...
absolutely nothing to do with anything.
That really has no... it's not going to affect anybody's life whatsoever. You know,
but
so,
they spend a considerable amount of time doing it.
Which, like, you can just sit there and keep clicking refresh and just watch it pop up, new. Anyways.
So, break time? Or?
Yeah, let's take a breather.
And then we'll do what can you do if you actually have a bit of a budget? I'm not talking about $100 million. I'm talking about $10 a month.
Yeah.
What kinds of things can you do?
Reasonable.
Yeah, reasonably.
Reasonable. Give us 1 second here and I get my voice back.
West Michigan Ghost Hunters Society invites you to join us at the Felt Mansion. Visit us at www.geocities.com/WMghost for details now.
And we're back.
You do that every time unless I say something first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I like it. Ed McMahon. Anyway, we... that was exactly... You heard the Felt promo. That's for the Felt Mansion.
Yeah.
That's for West Michigan Ghost Hunter Society.
Don't we still have to contact Nicole?
Oh, we gotta call her, send her email or something.
We're sorry.
But yeah, the Felt Mansion. Oh my gosh, a listener sent in photos.
Really?
From Felt. I didn't show them to you yet, but.
Thanks.
Sorry, but yeah, a listener actually sent in Jessica, I think.
Jessica.
Whoever it is going to kill me now.
No.
Because I just said a name and it may not be that.
Okay,
it's
well.
With a J. Anyway, awesome photos.
Whoever you are,
Felt,
you know the truth.
Felt is like, you know, way haunted. Well, they were actually in, I don't know. I'll have to review it. Because I knew we weren't talking about Felt this time. And
yeah.
Then I ended up talking about it anyway because Felt is so cool. But yeah, that's the kind of thing. If you have something to promote, you can make a little thing and send it to us for our show.
And yeah, we... Every single week, we're sitting here going, hey, make a promo, make a quick promo, send it to us.
Yeah.
We are free promotion for
mm-hmm.
you. We do this all for free. Don't cost you a dime.
Yeah. And,
you know, I mean, I know it's some people don't have the technical ability to make one of those things.
Well, some folks should know some, like, whiz kid
use,
in the neighborhood.
Part
or...
of promotion is knowing how to use your resources.
Uh-huh.
Very important. Take it from someone
ask
who knows.
Ask your brothers, sisters, neighbors, cousins, folks at work.
Somebody has a microphone
hooked to a computer.
And cool at it.
Yeah.
And then you can just crank something together.
Or Audacity or something. You can you can throw something
together.
Yeah,
Audacity is very... I like Audacity a lot. I think it's a cool little program.
I imagine 5 years from now it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's like obviously in its infancy, but it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So,
anyway,
feel free to drop us something like that.
But what if you had a budget? What would you do?
Oh.
Like, well, here's what we're thinking of doing for Ghostly Talk, for example. Obviously, our budget is nil, if you couldn't tell.
I don't think nil's the word for it.
Well, yeah, negative.
We're in the black, man.
It's terrible. Anyway, what we're thinking of doing is basically, because what we did last time we went to... Mansfield.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I just burned like what 25 copies of one of the Ghostly Talk shows to CD, and we handed them out.
Yeah,
and so that was like dirt cheap because I still have like 25 blank CDs left.
Although
we're
going to use for the next
couple.
Trip, aren't we?
We're going to burn some more shows.
Yeah.
And so we basically handed out copies of Ghostly Talk and said if you want to listen, here's the web address. And that's what we're thinking of doing pretty much now, except for, evidently, for some reason, not everybody goes to Mansfield. And I don't know why, because Mansfield is totally, totally awesome.
Yeah,
and we're going,
very cool
we didn't place. Go, we didn't go over the weekend, in case you didn't hit the message board.
We didn't even mention that.
Yeah,
though,
we didn't
we?
Go this past weekend. We're going in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we had a little complication.
Yeah, there was a complication to our schedule.
Yeah, so, I'm surprised, I'm surprised we will hear about something. I'm sure we will.
We'll get emails.
Because we talked about it all on the last show.
Yeah.
We're going to Mansfield. And then,
we didn't go to Mansfield.
We didn't go to Mansfield. I totally forgot about that.
But, yeah, I don't know why everybody doesn't go there.
No.
Because everybody should go there. It's totally haunted and totally awesome. And the cause that they're doing is phenomenal. They're totally
they're
revamping.
They're trying to restore this huge prison.
Yeah. It's they're restoring it to...
Yeah.
Part of history is
just
amazing, and so I don't know why everybody doesn't go there. If you haven't been there, or even if you have, you need to go back. It's like totally, totally awesome. www.mrps.org. MRPS. Yes, MRPS.org.
Yep.
Mansfield Reformatory Preservation Society.
Don't you have your link of the week also?
I didn't do my link of the week.
No.
Well, that actually, you know, we're going to put that off until after the next break. Because I want the last 15 minutes of the show to talk about all these other shows that I've talked about or that I've found. And that's sort of related to one of them. So, but what I want to do is first I want to talk about what you could do if you have a little bit of a budget. And I'm talking a little bit of a budget. Something like
few bucks.
Something like $10, $5.
What does a pack of gum cost these days?
Right. it's like you take we're gonna burn copies of Ghostly Talk, and we're thinking of like typing up a little letter or something, putting them in an envelope, and sending them to ghost-related internet people.
Mm-hmm.
And that means I would surf the web and find somebody like Nicole of WMGHS, and find her and say, hey, she sounds like she's interested in ghosts. What an understatement.
Yeah.
But anyway, because she's like really into them, obviously. But find her and get a name and address either off the website or out of the internet registry or something.
Mm-hmm.
Get a name and address for her or her group or someone related to them, and put together a little package, just a little letter saying, hey, guess what? We're Ghostly Talk. We're trying to promote the art and science of ghost hunting through a free internet radio program, blah, 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 and have an enclosure of a CD.
Yeah.
I mean, AOL did it, and only they don't include a letter.
No.
And they just buy their mailing list. They don't,
I think those discs, those AOL discs, actually reproduce on their own now. I really think that they have, like, their own set of genes.
And while they're in the post office,
they just,
at night,
procreate.
10 of them turn into 1,000.
Yeah. You just see them everywhere.
I get dozens a year, dozens
a
month.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, that they promote and promote and promote. But we're talking about here, the idea of this is a good, it's like cross-promotion. That's what we're looking to do with a lot of the stuff, is we're trying to get the name out there to the ghost hunting groups. Who they know who we are, and then they know who we are.
Right, and what they'll do is if they like Ghostly Talk,
they'll link us up.
The idea is they'll either link us up, or they'll start listening, or they'll say,
word of mouth.
I got this thing in the mail from these wackos near Detroit, Michigan, and they do this radio show. Why don't you listen? And maybe one of their friends would like to listen to the show. That kind of thing, and get the word out.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a matter of cross promotion for a lot, especially for what we're doing, because we're always trying to find people that have similar interests than we do. And the first thing we'll mention, because obviously this is what our big job is with the paranormal community now, is we are broadcasters. So we're like, hey, check out the show.
check out our show.
Yeah, and we usually, we were talking about the discs also, giving out CDs. I find that if you give someone a piece of paper with, hey, listen to this show, here's the website. Oh, great. In the garbage can it goes.
Crinkle, crinkle, throw.
If you give someone a CD, a whole CD,
mm-hmm.
with a label on it that says Ghostly Talk, check it out, with a web address and everything like that, that's a lot more interactive. And as far as like the economies of scale on burnable CDs now and copy, writable CDs, they're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as cheap to do that than it is to go to Kinko's and make, 100 copies of something like that. I mean, really, I think almost is as cheap to do that. I mean, the time investment's a little bit more.
Yeah, because you've got to actually
burn CDs.
Well, speaking of burning CDs, you guys can help us out, because Ghostly Talk is distributed under the Open Content License, which means you can actually, you have total permission from everything and everybody to burn copies of Ghostly Talk. Download them, burn them. Give them out to friends.
Yeah, exactly. And we want you to do that. Feel free. It's no problem at
that's
all.
That's why Ghostly Talk is distributed under the Open Content License.
Yeah, what in the music industry? Well, with this is what we refer to for promotions. With the younger generation, it used to be with the younger generation now, what they have is street teams.
Yeah.
For bands. And every new band that comes out, you'll see that link, the street team, join our street team. And what the street team does, and this is what we're trying to do too, by saying, hey, burn the CDs or whatever you want to do and get them out. With our street team for our band, we give them T-shirts or stickers or CDs or whatever, and give them to your friends.
Yeah.
And we just get the name out like that.
Yeah.
And like those 10 kids can be, they have the power of 100 people.
Yeah, because everybody they know, it just multiplies.
Same thing goes for here. That's what we're trying to get. It's a little different. We can't really have a street team because we're not a band. But we can get the name out the same way, though, by mailing stuff out to people. Going, hey, check us out. Or by going to functions such as Mansfield or other like types of ghost hunts like that where there's a lot of people and go, here, have a CD.
Right.
And people are like, hey, CD.
I got a CD.
I can listen to a CD. I got a brand new CD to listen to for free.
And this is something that it's a labor of love for us. So
Seeing
somebody like take it and go, oh, this is cool.
And they're getting feedback on it. By getting feedback on it, because people will visit the website and go, hey, man, listen to your show. Really cool stuff.
or the opposite. Yeah.
So, we do that. That's a little more of a direct, in-your-face approach.
Yeah.
But like I said, with the CD, it makes it a little bit more fun for them.
Yeah. So you got to think about your thing, what you think is cool, and how to promote it. Think of a little freebie kind of thing or dirt cheap thing send it to people.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
That's how you got to promote stuff. Mm-hmm. What I want to talk about also is trying to get media attention. I think we're going to have to miss that. Oh, I can say a little bit. For example, if you can get any media attention, like, you know, this is the popular media, like magazines or newspapers or radio or whatever, you get some media attention to your cause, specifically ghost hunting in this case.
Yeah.
The season for that, I just keep saying, and nobody's agreed or disagreed, that the season for ghost hunting appears to be fall, and that's because of the Halloween thing and stuff like that. So media is more apt to pick up on ghost hunters and stuff like that in toward the fall. But if you can get media attention of some kind, you've got like that's like, oh my gosh, it's like a steamroller, you know.
There's a lot of politics involved with that too. There, as far as like media, like magazines and the news or whatever you want to call it. When you start getting into that with dealing with the media, we talked about this earlier. One aspect is. It's all about who you know sometimes.
Yeah.
Another thing is, what do you have to offer me?
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'll promote you. What are you going to do for me? So there's political things that you can deal with. I mean, if you have the resources to utilize those, use them.
Well, yeah, it's like a super powerful way of promoting your cause. For example, Felt Mansion.
Yeah.
The WMGHS, Nicole and her group are working on... preserving and maintaining
the Felt Mansion.
Yeah. I think it's probably in pretty good condition. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go.
Yeah, we gotta
go. But it's, it's got to be maintained, and it's got to be, part of the community. It's part of why their community has the Felt Mansion still available for them to visit and use as a public resource.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, what they're doing is they've gotten into all kinds of cool stuff. Like, they've got this radio show out near there, that out on the west side of the state of Michigan, and they're making a radio show out of like a fear kind of thing, where you go in, you get a group of people, new folks, new to ghost hunting and paranormal stuff, and you put them in.
Not just new, this is the first time they've ever been out.
Yeah, and this is like a ghost. They put them in a ghost hunting situation, and basically tape them and their reactions, and have them do you know the ghost hunting kind of stuff, and see what they get.
Yeah, and what better? I mean,
and they do this as a cross promo with their local radio station. Totally, totally awesome.
Yes, very good for what and their name's all over it.
Yeah,
their name's all over it. I mean, what better promotional tool do you need?
And I mean, it's a lot of fun, and it helps the radio station in that case. And
all around,
it helps.
It's just a very positive thing. It really is.
Yeah, and everybody benefits.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as the politics of it goes, though, I mean, if you can get yourself into those avenues, I mean, a lot, you just can't usually walk into a magazine office or, like, Channel 7 Action News or something and be like, hey, my name's Scott, and, Doug. And, we have a radio show, internet radio show, and we'd like you guys to do a feature on it. Oh, well, hey, no problem at all. How does Wednesday sound?
Yeah, let's set up an interview and photo shoot. No, yeah, they don't do that too often.
Unfortunately, it don't work that way. So you kind of have to have an in to get on the radio, so to say. So we decided to do our own radio show.
Yeah, we just thought, okay, we'll do our own.
Yeah.
But, like, there's other ones. Like, who in our audience has heard of Prospect Place, for example?
Yeah.
If you're like a real hardcore internet searcher person, you've probably heard of Prospect Place. But if you haven't searched the net too much, you may not have run across it, because I think there's only the one website that I'm aware of that even mentions it.
Yes.
It's a... Oh. Okay. Well, anyway. we're doing another time limit thing here again. I know. What happens, no. Prospect Place is... it's done by the same lady who does the Ohio State Reformatory.
Yeah, Mansfield.
Mansfield. And it's another haunted site down there in Dundee or something. No, starts with a D, Dudley. I'm going to have to look it up. See, I came totally unprepared to talk about them.
When we get prepared to go there, we'll know a lot more about them.
Yeah,
area.
But that's the kind of thing that that if they, you know, had promos going on like crazy, they're, you know, it'd be like... all over, and I'd probably know the link right off the top of my head.
Prospect.
I'll have it for you. I'll put it on the...
I think I know it. www.prospectplace-dresden.
Dresden.
.com. That's what the website is. And I'm not spelling because my voice is going. So.
Yeah, it's somewhere on dresden.com.
I think it's, if you go to Google and you try to bring it up,
yeah, search for
that's
Prospect
where I searched
Place.
It on there. You can get Prospect Place. Very, very creepy place. There are lots of other places that too.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of places like that. I want to, if, I wonder, we should probably submit some of those to Dawn, or does she just do Michigan?
Dawn?
I'll have to email Dawn. Yeah.
Ask her about that.
Because if we can pop Prospect Place into her guest,
her
address
yeah.
book, man.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's another thing. Try and get in everybody's address book.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, enough on that, because we have to get on to the last topic, which was all these radio shows. I found these other webcasts, such as, well, they're not like ours. There's only one that's actually like ours. They're on this page.
Mm.
On a different page.
Mm.
There's a couple like ours, but they're not, nothing's exactly like Ghostly Talk. Okay. Ha. Okay. One of them I found is called Spirit Talk. Talk about marketing. You could learn a heck of a lot from these Spirit Talk folks. Their whole show, from what I can see, is like a big advertisement for their institute or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some kind of... institute. I don't know. It's really wacko, but I listen to, I mean, it's probably really good, and it's really cool, but I listened to about 20 minutes, and all I heard was basically, you know, promoing this kind of activity at their institute, or promoting that kind of activity at their institute, or promoting this other activity at their institute. So it all, like, is happening, I guess, at their institute. And it makes me really sad that I'm not out west.
At their institute.
Yeah, at their institute, because that's where it's all going on.
Okay.
But they actually have a really cool radio show in that they actually have it, like, hooked up to the telephone somehow. So they can take callers, live callers on the air.
Now that would be fun.
Yeah, I want to do that eventually. Anyway, then, so Spirit Talk is, but it's not, that's not scientific. That's more into the, parapsychological. They're very spiritual and that kind of thing. And basically everybody can, oh no, somebody actually said something.
Okay, we have a message here.
When is the show on now? Sunday. Yes, Sunday's at 7. Anyway, what happens is they have, like, this live calling thing, which is something that we're going to end up doing, I hope, eventually. Another one that I found is called Wear Radio. Wear Radio is truly bizarre in that, it's got a lot of similarities to Ghostly Talk in that they're talking about, it's just like two guys. They set up a rig in their house, in a house somewhere, and they're just broadcasting whenever they feel like it. And they do 3-hour shows, though. And Wear Radio is these two guys who talk about the Wear community, which is interesting.
That tripped me out.
I didn't know that there was a Wear community until I ran across their show. And what it is, there's evidently folks out there who identify with an animal. I mean, a kind of animal. Like,
yeah,
some people identify with wolves, and some people, you know, it's werewolf, you know. Some people identify with cats and dogs and tigers and lions and bears and stuff like that. And so what happens is they have this deep spiritual connection to a certain type of animal. And there's evidently a whole community of folks who feel this way about themselves, and they have a radio show. Really cool radio show. It's done completely different than Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, we both agreed that well, we know that this is the internet, and that the internet you can basically do whatever you want on, which means you can do a radio show. Me and like we said before though, me and Doug kind of came in here saying, okay, we've heard the radio our whole lives, and said, okay, dead air, no. Can't have no dead air.
Right.
That's why you'll hear us like laughing for no reason. We don't want no dead air. We're not professionals by any means, but you know, we try to keep it professional. We try to keep the show moving, and we only have an hour to deal with. Usually, we've set our standards to an hour because we don't want to bore people.
Yeah, okay? So, which we've done in the past, and we will in the future. But
we figure an hour is enough time for us to crank through. So we've noticed that our show, compared to a lot of these shows on the internet. We're way more. I guess it's just our level of enthusiasm, and our personalities too. And me and Doug just we've been told we just got great chemistry together too. So
yeah.
Thank you. It's very nice to hear that. But I mean, we and him can both bounce back and forth off each other and feed off each other as broadcasters. That's why we work. Me and him have a great time working together. But we find that our intensity level, the speed, and just the our voices and everything around there is much more intense. That doesn't mean we're better than anybody. That just means more intense.
Yeah, this is quite a different show, and that we're Ghostly Talk is very intense compared to all the other shows that I've listened to.
Yeah.
And the WERE Radio folks, you search on WERE space radio, uh-huh, and it'll take you to their site. Those are folks who identify with an animal. If you listen to the archives, you'll get the feeling of their show is much, much slower paced.
Yeah, it's very laid back.
Very laid back, and very important to them, and very important to the WERE community.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's enough about them. So, and I'd like to know if anybody knows of more talk radio formats.
Feel free to email them. Let us know. GhostlyTalk@yahoo.com.
I did find Kevin Smith.
Yeah, now,
I know the name Kevin Smith to folks of us, you know, in our age group or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, well, your age group and mine.
Oh.
Yeah, I know I'm old. they tend to think of when they think of Kevin Smith, they think of, you know, Silent Bob.
Yeah, man.
And Jay and Silent Bob or whatever. And is that it? Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob.
And so they think of Kevin Smith of Clerks and. That's a different Kevin Smith, okay? This Kevin Smith, he does a show that's very similar to Art Bell in that he talks about anything paranormal.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything. And he's on Live 365. You know, that's a popular broadcasting radio.
Live365.com. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And he's in there. And the Kevin Smith show is, it is a really cool show. Mm-hmm. It's an hour long, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's he talks about just everything, and he gets really cool guests and stuff like that, very similar to Art Bell, except for you can hear it on the internet without paying.
Yeah.
Because you get to go to Live 365.
I miss those archives.
I know, I miss the Art Bell archives so bad.
So bad. Bring them back, man. Come on.
But, yeah, the, so, yeah, I,
it's a very,
the only
very
thing
cool
is,
show.
It's
a little Art Bell-esque.
Yeah, Art Bell-esque. However, completely different because he's got a completely different perspective on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the same time, while dealing with the same subjects or similar subjects, totally different perspective. Absolutely fascinating show. I found him on Live 365. I also found, and this is my link of the week, okay, I cannot prove that there is actually a radio show associated with this other than... Oh, you just click on... Yeah, you click on finish.
Ah,
I don't know how to do that. We'll have to do that later.
I'm working here. Sorry, guys.
I can't prove that there's an actual radio show associated with this other than there's a webpage that says there is. But everybody knows James Randi, right? I think
yeah.
So.
Uh-huh. Sure.
He's like the ultimate skeptic. Although he's a parapsychological. It's my turn. It's my turn to get tongue-tied. He's a Investigator.
Parapsychological.
Parapsychological. No.
Forget it.
I can't do it. I can't pronounce that tonight. Investigator. He's a paranormal investigator. Okay? He's a paranormal investigator. However, he's completely, completely skeptic as far as I can tell because he's the one who's famous for his $1 million challenge.
Did you give him the website address? Did you give him the
No, not yet. Okay. It's www.randy.org. That's R-A-N-D-I.org. R-A-N-D-I.org with www in front.
Randy.
I know the...
Randy.org.
How does what's his name, Austin Powers?
Oh, I wasn't trying to go for Austin Powers.
Oh, you were?
Try.
No.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I'm shutting up.
I'm feeling Randy. No, Randy.org, R-A-N-D-I.org.
Yeah. Total skeptic.
Total skeptic.
I love
skeptics. He's at the same time, he's promoting scientific research into exactly what we were doing.
Uh-huh.
And he wants the proof. And he wants that proof so bad.
Just like we do.
Yeah.
Just like we do.
But he's put up $1 million challenge. He has. There's a million bucks. He says $1 million goes to anybody who can come into his controlled environment. And it's a scientific pursuit, and you have to control your environment with a scientific pursuit.
Yeah.
Come into his controlled scientific environment, his lab, or what have you, and prove to him, give him actual proof that paranormal activities exist. So if you can if you can demonstrate to him paranormal activity to his satisfaction, he gives you a check for $1 million.
Oh, man.
And it's a very famous...
We better get to work, huh?
I know. I'm working on it. It's a very, very, very famous, the $1 million paranormal challenge. It's a very famous thing, and I'm sure that, 99% of the folks who listen to Ghostly Talk have heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
But they...
I heard about it briefly, but... You know, I probably was in...
Yeah, a lot of people are...
Probably in some vast state of delirium at the time.
Yeah, so. Flashing through 8 million sites in an hour.
Yeah,
and
you're like,
what's that $1 million challenge?
My eyes were bugging out of my head.
So, he is my link of the week, because he's doing exactly what we're doing, except for he's, very... It's not controversial, but he's one end of the...
He's
an extreme, yeah.
Yeah, you got the skeptics, and then you got the people that believe.
Mm-hmm.
You got the people that say no, and you got the people that say, please, yes. Please, yes.
So, yeah, he's on the no side right now, but he is really, really searching, and he's putting up $1 million
to find that truth. He sits on the no and then kicks you in the face side.
You
don't want to hear anything about it, but he's willing, I shouldn't say, because he is willing to bring
he's
you in
willing
there and
to
go,
listen.
Hey, prove me.
He wants you to prove it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, so much he'll write you out a check. So, I mean, yeah. And I have to applaud that. So, here.
Yeah. Very nice.
Because if he gets that proof first, I'll be like, all right. All right. There it is.
Man, that's a great incentive program out there for any of us.
I think it's the best incentive program.
Yeah, $1 million.
If I get that elusive photograph or whatever and I can reproduce it in his lab... That's what I want. I don't even have to reproduce it in his lab unless I want $1 million.
Yeah.
I want to prove it to myself is what
exactly.
I want to do.
Very interesting link of the week, though. I like that.
Yeah.
Very cool site.
I thought it was a really cool link of the week.
Yeah, I mean, and there is controversy in the paranormal community.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there ever since the paranormal community came about, so to say. But, I mean, we need that.
Yeah.
You need discussion. I'm not talking about, civil wars. I'm talking about, look, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this.
You got your side. I got my side. Now, we're probably not going to... Let's agree to disagree, okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. You tell me what you think. You might convince me that, maybe you are right. Maybe there isn't anything out there.
And the best thing is to try and find, sit down with other people's thoughts, draw up a chart or whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
Try and come up with a theory that explains it.
Yeah.
Both ways, what both people think.
Exactly, and I mean that's what it's all about.
Think.
That's what we're trying to do with the show.
Think and do.
Think.
Yeah.
Well, think first, please. Think.
Well, yeah.
Think before doing.
Yeah.
If you just think and do, bad things happen to you.
That could be scary. Yeah.
Think thoroughly, dude. But there's both sides to it. We talk about this every week too. Look, there's both sides. Let's discuss it. Let's come on the message board. Tell us. Hey, look. I think you guys are completely nuts. I think you guys are completely crazy.
I want to get that kind of post so that I can find out.
Yeah. Tell us that. We want to hear that.
What am I doing? Yeah, what am I saying that's not right yet? And I'll make it right. Yeah. I'll research more.
Tell us that. Don't just tell us that. Tell us why.
Yeah.
Tell us what. You think I'm nuts? Okay, tell me. Why do you think I'm crazy?
And then I'll go in and we'll research.
That's a matter that we just said. Think thoroughly, then do. Don't just think and do, okay? You guys are crazy. You guys are dumb.
Yeah, and that's like, that's not very helpful.
Okay, well, yeah. If you want to help us, which, if you just think we suck, you really don't want to.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you really think we suck, you'll be like, okay, that show sucks, and they'll be on to the next one.
Yeah, so, I mean, but either way, on that note, though.
I know, we got to close the show.
Oh, jeez.
And that's it. That's all you have to say.
Unfortunately, yeah, we got a cruise. We did have some more stuff to cover, unfortunately.
We had a lot of more stuff to cover. It didn't work out this week.
Sorry about that.
Never does.
My big mouth. I think we'll...
We covered a lot of stuff, though. Promotion, yeah. The other kinds of websites, mm-hmm. that, or the other kinds of webcasts that are out there. That's a lot of stuff to cover in an hour. So, that's our hour. That's actually over our hour.
I'm pleased. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I think we're going to call Dave that on Ghostly Talk here for the week. And once again, the message board is up on www.geocities.com/ghostlytalk. Check it out. Sign on. Some log in, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Get in there and say something, questions, comments, discussions. We want to get it all going just to make the whole experience better for everybody along with us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
more interactivity in the show.
On that note, we're going to get going. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And this is Ghostly Talk.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.